Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani wajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa dakhala ma'ahu as-sijna fatayan qala ahaduhuma inni arani a'siru khamra wa qala al-akharu inni arani أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه نبئنا بتأويله إنا نراك من المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. So my dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So brothers and sisters, regarding the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, I would like to, before I continue from where I left yesterday, I would like to quickly remind you one more time that the purpose behind every story of Quran is that people who read and who listen, they should learn some lessons from it. Otherwise, remember, Quran is not a storytelling book. This is a book of hidayah. Allah said, Hudal lil muttaqeen. Every verse of this book is another way of giving you hidayah. So when you are listening to the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, think how many lessons you can learn from it. So with this in mind, I will continue from where I left yesterday, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam refused to do adultery with that woman, and instead, when he saw that the wife of Aziz in Misr, the governor of Cairo, is very, very strong-willed woman, and she is going to do her best to force Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to commit that sin. So finally, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, that Rabbis sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilayhi. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go to prison is preferred to me than committing this sinful act that she is forcing me to do. So وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you will not remove this woman from me, then I'm going to be among jahileen. Jahileen means ignorant people, which means sinners. So which means that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to fear over themselves, although they are ma'asoom, they are free from mistakes. But as an abd and as a slave of Allah, they were very mindful of their own deeds. So they never said that, you know, I can never be among jahileen. But he is saying, وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِ, I might end up doing acts of ignorance, which is zina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made such conditions that woman was able to convince her husband that he is the one who is trying to rape her. And the governor accepted that, which is very strange. He knew Yusuf al-Islam from childhood. But you know what? Remember, Allah in Quran have said, and this is something, brothers, that is so beautiful about Quran. Allah said, Inna kaida kunna azim, and wa inna kaida shaitani kana da'ifa. Amazing. Allah said that, remember, that the powers of shaitan, or the plotting, or the conspiracies of shaitan is very weak. Once you say no to shaitan, no, shaitan will have no power over you. So shaitan's conspiracies and plans are very weak. Right? But the same Quran is saying, Inna kaida kunna azim. That the fitna of woman, the temptation of woman, you know, is big. That a person with taqwa, a person with great piety could become a victim of the temptation of a woman. And this year I did not get chance to talk about Surah Araf, in which Allah talked about a very muttaqi person who was ayatum min ayatillah. He was so close to Allah that Allah said he was like a sign of my greatness. That person. But that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he became an animal worse than an animal. Why? Because he committed zina with a woman. Why? Because the temptation of woman is strong. And Rasulullah said the same thing. That you could be a muttaqi person, but the temptation of a woman is strong. And the temptation of shaitan is weak. You know? So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, is in prison. Now my dear brother and sister, from here the story continues. Allah said that وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. That now brothers, picture this. That Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam has spent considerable amount of time in prison. He's innocent, but he's happy in prison because at least, you know, there is no temptation from that woman. Many years passed by. During this time, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he showed his good akhlaq to people, to the prisoners. Now those prisoners were criminals. Each one of them was a criminal. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in the midst of them. But here is what we need to learn from Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's example. That he is living with criminals, dealing with criminals inside prison. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is still showing his good akhlaq to them. Our books of tafaseer, you can read them. It says, I think Imam Ibn Kathir rahimullah wrote, that his akhlaq was such that if a prisoner would get sick, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam will dedicate hours every day serving him. If a prisoner will need help, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam will be there helping him. So after some time, the prisoners noticed this akhlaq of Yusuf. And then during the night, they will see that Yusuf alayhi salam is standing in salah, praying hours after hours. So the prisoners were taken back by this good akhlaq of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now after some time, every prisoner started respecting Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So much that they will come to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with questions and their needs. So this shows, my dear brother and sister, if we want people to listen to us, first we have to be good ourselves. Then people will respect us. Then you don't have to go to people. People will come to you. Right now you have to go to people and impress upon them. But if your character is good, like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, people were coming to him. So these two young men, one was the cook at the palace. Right? One was the cook. And the second one used to serve in some whatever capacity, but he used to work in the palace. The cook tried to poison the king. He was caught. He was thrown in the prison along with the other person. So these two people are together in prison. One day, strangely, both of them saw the same dream. Same exact dream, both of them saw, and that also on the same night. Which was very strange. You know, it's just like the azan. Do you remember the azan story that one after another sahaba saw in the dream that somebody is calling azan? So multiple sahaba saw the same dream. And they came to Rasulullah ﷺ, and Rasulullah was thinking what method to adopt to call people for salah. So when multiple sahaba said, "O Prophet Rasulullah, I saw this dream after Fajr," and when Rasulullah used to ask questions to sahaba, had anybody seen a dream? So one sahabi, second sahabi, third sahabi, everybody is saying, "I saw this dream, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah." Rasulullah ﷺ, khalas. Inshallah, from now, azan is going to be called for salah. Same thing here, these two prisoners, came and said that we have seen this dream. So when one said to another, he said, the other said, wow, I saw the exactly same dream. So they understood that there's a hidden message from Allah. But the problem was that both of them were mushrik. So they were mushrik, but they knew that God had a hidden message. So now they were thinking whom to go to know the meaning of this dream. So since Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was revered so highly by the prisoners, so these two people said, well, let's go to Yusuf. They went to Yusuf alayhi salam and they narrated their dream. And the dream was, one of them said, Inni arani a'asiru khamra. He said that I saw a dream that I'm manufacturing liquor, khamr. Wa ammal akhar, and the second person said, Fayuslab fata'kulu tayru min. He said that ahmilu fawq ra'si khubza. The other person said that I saw a dream that I'm carrying a loaf of bread over my head. And then nabbi'na bita'wili, inna naraka minal muhsin. Okay, tell us the interpretation of this dream. Why? Inna naraka minal muhsinin. Because we see that you are a person of great character, great piety. So my dear brothers and sisters, every Nabi wants people to listen to his da'wah. Especially when people are coming by themselves. So a true da'i always takes opportunity to get the message across. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, this is a good opportunity. So before he gave the meaning of the dream to those people, he first made da'wah. He said, قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا تَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِي إِلَّا نَبَّا. He said, you know what? It's lunch time. And in few minutes, lunch is going to be served. But you know, before the lunch is going to be served, I will tell you the interpretation of your dream. And then he said, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. And he said, this is the ilm that my Rabb has given to me. Right? So no arrogance, nothing. This is my Rabb had taught me. And then he talked about Tawheed. And he said, أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقٌ. No, before that, يَا صَاحِبَ يِسْسِجْنَ أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقٌ. Oh my dear companions in prison. So here you see that love, the love towards people. He did not say, no, my dear companions. So these two young men grew more in respect for him. That we are criminals and he is such a muttaqi person, such a pious person. But still he is calling us, the criminals, as his dear friends. Yeah. And then he said, tell me, أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. Tell me, to worship multiple gods, does that make sense? Or to worship one God, Wahid al-Qahhar, who is all powerful. And then he made further da'wah about Tawheed, that inni taraktu millata qawmin la yu'minuna billahi wa hum bil akhirati hum kafirun. That I left those group of people who were doing shirk. I want to follow the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So when he was finished making da'wah, and he still have some time before the lunch would be served. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, now I'm going to tell you the meaning of your dream. Yes, Al-Bawdhu Wahid al-Qahar. Amillah al-Wahid al-Qahar. I forgot the... Bear with me, I just... slip on me. Yeah. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا. Then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam talked about the asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he kept on making da'wah. Then finally, at the end he said, now I'm going to tell you the meaning of your dream. He turned to both of them together. Now, brother, he did not mention specifically who is going to do what. He said that one of you is going to get his job back in the palace, right? And he is going to end up serving liquor to his lord, to his master, the king. Meaning your job would be to serve liquor to your master. Now regarding the other person who saw that he is carrying a loaf of bread on his head, so Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam turned to him and said that, you know, the other person is going to be killed, and then his body is going to be thrown. He will not be even buried. And then vultures will come and eat his body, his head and everything. And then he said, قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. Said, well, this is the interpretation of the dream. Now the point to note here is that Nabis are so shafiq and merciful that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not tell who is going to get what. He left that for them to think about. But when both of them were leaving, he called one person back and he said, you come to me. The other person left. He said, can you do me a favor? I said, yes. He said, I think you are the one who is going to be serving the master. But he was not supposed to tell this to the other person. He said, you know what? I think you are the one who is going to be saved and you are going to be serving liquor to your master. Do me a favor. When you get chance, remind your master about me. He had thrown me into prison many years ago and it seemed that he had forgotten about me. فَأُذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. You know, mention me, remind him about me. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِذْعَ سِنِينَ. What happened was that this person promised that, yes, no problem Yusuf, I'll go and I'll remind master. Well, like most of us do, you know, when we are in need, we say yes. When our need is fulfilled, we forget. So when this person was freed from prison, he got a job in the palace, he completely forgot about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, completely. Many, Allah said, bid'athin, nearly 9 years passed by. Brothers, 9 years passed by. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is still in prison. And this man completely forgot to mention about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to the king. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is still in prison. Then my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who always helped his Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own mysterious ways of doing things. Allah is Alimul Hakim, he is the most wise. What Allah did was that Allah showed a dream to the governor himself. And that dream was also a very strange dream. When the governor saw this dream, he got so disturbed that he wanted to know the meaning of that dream. But nobody can tell the meaning of the dream. That was the ilm that Allah has given to Yusuf only. And the dream was, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ, the governor saw this dream, إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ. One day he said to his ministers, that last night I saw this dream that there are 7 fat cows. يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٌ. And then there are 7 thin, lean cows. And these 7 thin and lean cows are eating these 7 fat cows. And then I saw, then I saw 7 green, lush green corns in a branch, and 7 branches of corn that are dry. So seven branches of corn which are green and seven which are dry. That's it. That's my dream. And then he said, it's a strange dream. I want to know the meaning of that dream. So when he was addressing his ministers, they said, قَالُوا أَضْغَافُ أَحْلَامُ. You know, they had no knowledge of this, of the science of dream. So they said, you know, king, don't waste your time. It didn't mean anything. It didn't make sense to us. Just leave it. It didn't make sense. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَعْبِيلْ أَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمِ. And they said, you know what, we have other kind of knowledge, but we don't have this knowledge to interpret dreams. But the king said, no, I want to know the meaning of the dream. Maybe God has a hidden message for me. Maybe there's something that I should do to protect my people and my kingdom. At that time, this man who had met Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the prison, he was working in the palace. He heard this. He went to the king and he said, king, hold on. You know what? Now I remember 9 years ago when I was in prison, I had seen a dream and there's a very pious man. And he said, I forgot his name. But you know, this pious man, he told me the meaning of that dream, and my God, that his interpretation was completely true. Whatever he said came true. So he said, can I go and check if he's still in prison? So the governor said, who's that person? He said, I don't remember his name, but he's a very pious man. So the king said, well, if he can help, go and ask him the meaning of my dream. Now after 9 years, this young man entered into the prison again. And the Quran says that this person, this young man, addressed Yusuf. He saw Yusuf still there after 9 years. He said, Yusuf, ayyuha siddiq. Oh my dear friend Yusuf. Aftina fi sab'i baqaratin siman. So he explained the dream of the governor to Yusuf. Now the point to note is that Yusuf alayhi salam did not get mad at him, that you are coming after 9 years and that also when you need something from me. You know, you forgot about me? What kind of person are you? Go away, I don't want to talk to you. You know, you are a mean person. But you, and look at this young man. Urdu mein kehte maska polish kar raha hai. You know, Yusuf, you are Siddiq. You know, my dear friend Yusuf. You know. So he said, can you tell me the name, the meaning of this dream? And then he said, لَعَلِّي أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Tell me this dream so I can go back to the king and he can benefit from the meaning of this dream. Yusuf alayhi salam said, fine, Allah has given me this knowledge. I'm going to tell you the hidden message of this dream. He said, قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَعَبَى. He said, tell the king that the meaning of this dream is that for 7 consecutive years, you should cultivate the land as much as you can to the best of your ability, and let the earth produce as much harvest as possible for 7 years, because the next 7 years there's going to be no rain and it will be famine. And then he said that also tell the king that when he's getting the farmers cultivate the land for 7 years, so the crops that he receives, he should store the majority of it. Do not use it. Use only which is needed. Store the rest. Why? Because the next 7 years when there will be no rain, you know, he is going to feed his people from that food, from the harvest that he had saved. And then he said, after the 7 years of famine, ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسِ. Then there will be rain and everything would be back to normal. But these 14 years are very crucial for his kingdom. So this person, this young man, He went back, he told the king, and the king, when he heard the message, he was amazed. He said, who is this person who is telling me such thing? Nobody had told me the meaning of dream with such conviction. He said, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ اِئْتُونُ بِهِ. He said to that young man, take my corpse, and he told the corpse, you know, go with this young man. And he said to the young man, go to the prison and get that man out. Bring him to the palace, I need to talk to him. So فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ. So when this young man came along with corpse and said, you know what, you know, you are a free man. King is happy, he wants you to be in the palace. Yusuf refused to go. He said, no, I'm not leaving the prison. He said, I'm not leaving the prison till my name is cleared. Till my name is cleared, because I don't want to go out and people think bad about me. And then he said, فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. He said that go to the king and tell him to go and that he should investigate what was the story of those women who cut their fingers. So when he realized that it is Yusuf, and he had forgotten about Yusuf, he felt so ashamed. So what he did was that he assembled those women who were still alive, you know, from that gathering, and his wife was also alive. He assembled all of them, and then this time he became strict. You know, he put his foot down firmly and he said, you have to tell me what happened between you and Yusuf. So when these women saw that this time the king is so, you know, so angry at them, that until they tell the real story, he's not going to let them go. So all of them, including his wife, confessed that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is innocent. And then the wife especially came forward and said that, you know what, it was I who accused Yusuf of trying to rape me. And then Quran, the way Quran put it, in his own beautiful words, Allah says that hashas al haq, haq became evident. And the woman said, ana rawattuhu an nafsi, I accept that I am the one who was trying to force Yusuf to rape, to do adultery with me. Wanallah. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنُهُ بِالْغَيْبُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said that, I did this so that people should know that I am a clean man. And Allah said, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give hidayah to those people who plot against others. If you plot against others, you are going to be disgraced today or tomorrow. And then the first ayah of 13, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَمَّاتٌ بِسُّوءٍ. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came out of prison, his head was down in humility, and he was saying, I'm not saying that I am free from the temptation of nafs. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَمَّاتٌ بِسُّوءٍ. Everybody's nafs, you know, if somebody would follow his nafs, the nafs will always take a person towards zina and other evils. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have mercy upon. Now he's back, brothers, he's out. King is there. He went to the king. They had a meeting. King apologized to Yusuf. He was impressed by the ilm of Yusuf. And now, my dear brothers, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns the tables. And brother, this happens every day with people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns tables around. Now the king is requesting Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to join his cabinet. Yeah. So when he said that, you know what, you are such a noble man, such knowledgeable person, can you join my cabinet and pick any portfolio that you like? Finance minister, food minister, whatever. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Inni." اجعلني على خزائن الارض اني حفيظ عليم. He said, yes, I am ready to join your cabinet, but make me the finance minister. Why? Because inni hafizun alim. Because I am a trustworthy person and I know how to manage finance. Allah in Quran said, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah said, look how I gave honor, dignity to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. That, you know, brother, how many years Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam lived in the prison? 40 years. But when he comes out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him dignity and honor. Now his brothers who had thrown him in the hell are still in Palestine. And they are facing acute poverty because there was famine in Palestine. And the same baby Yusuf that they had thrown in the well some 40 plus years ago, this man is now literally ruling Egypt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when you have taqwa and you do good deeds, inna Allah la yudhi'u ajwal. If you have taqwa and you do good deeds, Allah is saying, I'm never going to let your good deeds go to waste. Here now, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting and is a man of authority in Egypt. And tomorrow, brother, I will continue and I'll tell you how his brothers would come to him begging. And how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam will deal with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and me to learn the lessons from these stories of Quran. All of these stories, my dear brothers, are beautiful stories. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to keep on learning from Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdih, subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.